It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost the Bucs. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Cheetah in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it, do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots, and Tom Skerritt walks out, and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
Lovely work there by executive producer. No cuss words, so we are one of one.
Hey, honest.
We
got shocker.
We're almost to a two-game streak. It's not a winning streak until it's three, at least according to the manager in the Major League movies.
So. That's right. You ever see Major League?
Nope.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a bit after football season's over. Does Mac know? And we're going to just like have the text line text in things to see if Mac knows them.
Yeah. No, we're going to. No, that's not the bit. The bit is I'm going to actually learn these things and watch the movie.
Well, we're going to have to find out what you don't know. So yeah, that's why the text line probably is text things. Us in, and then you know.
So we can add Major League and Sandlot. Have you seen Little Big League?
No.
Rookie of the Year.
Dude, sports movies are rough for me now.
Oh, okay. Have you seen Fantasia?
Okay. You writing these down?
No, I've already ran out of paper.
Have you seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Come on, Bob. Even I haven't seen that.
I don't think I have either.
I didn't know that was must-see.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. I haven't watched that. Like, that never appealed to me. Some woman running through a field. Like,
you ready to see how young Mac is?
Yeah.
Here we go. The Incredibles.
For sure.
The Incredibles 2.
Yes.
Nemo.
Of course.
Finding Dory.
Yes.
Monsters Incorporated.
Is that the new? I haven't seen the new one.
No, that's
Monsters Inc. Oh, Monsters Inc. Yeah, Monsters Inc. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you said Incorporated.
Incorporated.
You threw them for a loop.
Come on,
there,
man.
Monsters Inc. next time.
Yeah.
All the Toy Stories.
Absolutely.
See,
have you ever seen
a woman naked? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Good question. Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes.
Do you know what that's from?
Been to the J. No.
Have you seen Airplane?
No.
Surely you can't be serious.
I've not seen that.
And don't call me Shirley.
That's right.
Hey, that hat looks good on you.
That's one of your favorites, right, Bob? Airplane?
I don't know. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Somebody says, Mac needs to go home now. Don't come back until you see Major League 1 and 2.
You should probably watch that this way. I mean, you don't need to watch 3. You don't even really need to watch 2. The first one is a classic.
Sandlot?
You've seen that? Yeah.
Little Giants?
Maybe one. I don't know.
You'd know if you've seen
it. Then I don't think so.
Idle Hands?
No.
Backfield in Motion?
No.
Do you know who Roseanne is?
Show with that old woman.
See, I told you he didn't.
He got it right.
But
show with that old woman.
Spectre sent me and Kling a picture yesterday that was taken 11 years ago, and Tom Arnold was in studio with us.
That's a strong man right there.
Do you know who Tom Arnold is?
Yeah, Palmer's friend.
I don't know who Palmer is.
Arnold Palmer, I guess, is who he's
where I was trying to go, yeah.
It has to be the last name, not the first name.
So you don't know Arnold? You don't know Tom Arnold?
No.
Have you seen Terminator 2 or Terminator 1?
Richard of the Week's coming up.
Okay. Do you know who said all
I've seen
of
Terminator, Bach? Yes. I've seen Terminator, yes.
Do you know the difference between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Tell me if this line is from Rocky or Rambo, okay?
I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for reading this text on the
air. Don't do it.
But it does have a cuss word.
It does or does not?
It doesn't. It's really good. It's a respect the text bit that our boss likes.
All right.
913, my wife loves Toy Story sex. I go to bed with a buzz and wake up with a Woody.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take the day off.
That's it. Yeah, you're out for the day.
Oh, Richard of the Week. If you remember After Hours, we brought this to life in the morning show. It's where we find bad people. We can't say certain words on the air. Well, we think so. But my Richard of the Week, I'll start with this, was last night. We go out to eat at a lovely dinner. Jasper's, thanks for having us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Jerry, everybody out there that was very kind to all of us. Real quick, Mac, have you seen Blazing Saddles?
No chance.
Okay. I just thought I had.
Do you know who Mel Brooks is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen Spaceballs?
No. But anyways, so Rich of the Week last night, this has never happened before in my life. It happened to me last night, and I pulled a Larry David moment because I couldn't believe it. So Jasper's corner, right? Hard parking spot. Lots going on. A lot of small businesses around it. There's a medicinal place there that was just jam-packed last night.
Was it packed? Was it slamming?
So I finally get a parking spot, and I put my turn signal on to go in this parking spot, and this car is, like, coming down the other side of the aisle next to me. It stops. He then reverses into the spot that I was going to park into.
And you had your blinker on.
And I had my blinker on. I literally look out my window with the hands up in the air like, what are you doing?
Right.
And he refused to make eye contact, and his girlfriend in the front seat just put her head down and started getting on her phone.
What a
and
douche.
I'm like sitting there going, dude, like I have my turn signal on. I'm right here. And like the guy behind him who was like driving, like I think it was like an F-150. He looks at me. He's just like, dang, like I can read his lips. He was just like, that's rough. And I like, right when I got in there, I sat next to you and I was like, dude, I think I'm my Richard of the Week. This guy literally just took my parking spot. I was literally had my turn signal on. I was going to pull into this parking spot. He pulled past me just a little bit and then whipped that thing right back in there in reverse.
In reverse. What kind of car was it?
Yeah. It was a purple Mustang, like a 19. No, it's like a 2007 purple Mustang or whatever those are. They're like newer bodies, but not the newest body.
How short was this guy?
I don't know.
Wow. What a, I almost
respect the guy for pulling such a harsh move.
Yeah, that's
turn
like,
signal on, waiting to go in the spot, drives past. I'm going to reverse this thing in and take your spot, Rich of the Week.
Yeah, you don't do that kind of stuff, man. Find your own parking spot, loser. All right, I'm going to bring this up. It's starting to make its way around the Twitterverse this morning. And so I don't know how true it is, but it's seeming like it's picking up steam right now. We talked earlier about Caleb Williams and some of the veterans complaining, you know, about the play, and they didn't want Caleb Williams anymore. Well, there are reports now coming out of Chicago that Travis Badgett's father is the one who's making up these rumors and leaking these rumors to radio stations.
Secret Badgett, man.
Since Badgett has been here, his dad has created unnecessary drama, leaking nonsense to ESPN radio personalities. He did it last year, saying players wanted Badgett over Fields. Getsy wanted Badgett over Fields. And he did it again this year. Veterans want Badgett over Caleb. This time, Sylvie, who's a talk show host in Chicago, and unintentionally revealed his source was Badgett's dad. The day before the tweet, he said Badgett's dad had, quote, interesting things to say, didn't share it immediately, then tweeted the breaking news that everyone blamed DJ Moore for his performance, you know, the other day, running the wrong route, whatever the case may be. If Travis Badgett's dad is out here leaking lies to the media, he is a Richard, and the team should cut that guy immediately, and quite honestly, probably should never play in the NFL again. That's a bad deal, man. Pops is getting involved and starting rumors.
Ugh.
That's a Richard right there.
Somebody says, we would have been fighting over that, Dusty, from the text line. I mean, it was just, I was so appalled. Like Jake Paul. Speaking of.
Yeah, be my Richard. No real reason, just don't like the guy.
Because he's wearing a headgear?
Hope he gets knocked
is
out.
Is Tyson
tonight.
Wearing a headpiece?
I hope so.
Really? You think he's going to wear like a protective?
He's 58. That's the only reason okay. I say that.
Someone from the 816 saw Richard the Week at Hy-Vee. Guy yelling at an old lady for where she was leaving her motorized cart by her car because it died and she could not push it back. Tom Arnold was friends with Arnold in True Lies. Great pull. Great movie. Jamie Lee Curtis has a very good scene. Coming up on the other side.
Does Mac have a Richard?
He did. Jake Paul.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Thanks
say
for listening, Mike.
I totally missed that one.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
You got me.
Finally got him. We'll never get him again.
Well,
what happens first? Mike doesn't listen or Mac cusses? You'll find out on the other side.
Josh. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. It is that time of a Friday where we bring you the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. We're here now joined by John Grayson of 98.1. Which one is it?
I think it's this one.
There it is.
Hey, how about it? Look, you took your shirt off and everything for us.
You gotta have a gun show.
That's right.
You do. You
mine are more like pop guns, but it works. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. You had your Buffalo Sabres jersey on earlier.
Yeah. And now I got my Buffalo Soldier. My red, white, and blue.
Cool.
Yeah. Got it all going on.
So for those who don't know, John is a big Bills fan living here in Kansas City. I know a couple of Bills fans here in Kansas City. My friend Jimmy Gaffney's a big Bills fan. You guys probably all watch the games together and cry after the Chiefs beat you in the playoffs. But you have that cut ready to go, Dustman.
I do, the apathetic cut.
Yeah, this is from Nate Geary of our sister station, WGR, in Buffalo, talking about the game and how fans are feeling.
I like the word apathy for this game. I'm not sure, I won't speak for everyone, but there is sort of like is Chiefs exhaustion the right way of putting it? I think that might be the right way of putting it.
What do you think about that as a fan of the Buffalo Bills?
That's interesting. It certainly doesn't describe me. I mean, I'm excited going into this weekend.
Yes,
I think, first of all, this is going to be an unbelievable game. They always are.
Yep.
I mean, these games are never blowouts. And, you know, it always comes down to the last couple of plays of the game. So, yeah, I love it when these two teams get together. How can you not be excited about the two best teams in the AFC playing against each other?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. Like, when he said that, and then we talked to Sal Capaccio earlier in the week of WGR.
And
he kind of had the same feeling about this is a lose-lose type of game for Buffalo fans.
This is almost a no-win situation for the Bills in a lot of ways with some of their fans and a lot nationally, which is, and a lot of Bills fans are like this, too, which really kind of irks me because, again, we'll go back to, man, enjoy the ride, right? You're so good right now. But It's basically, if the Bills lose this game, a lot of fans will say, well, there you go, can't beat the Chiefs, same old Bills. Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid in a big game. But if you beat them, it's, I don't care, do it in the playoffs when it matters.
It's a no-win, right?
It's a no-win. And I think I've heard and I've seen that from a lot of fans so far. And I think there's an element of understandability to that, right? Because, yes, it is all about the playoffs. This team has been knocking on the door. I believe that if the Chiefs were in the NFC, the Bills would have been to a couple of Super Bowls by now. Maybe they would have won a Super Bowl by now. There's no shame, you know, quote-unquote, in losing to the best QB slash coach and team of, you know, right now in this decade, basically, of what it is, the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Bills are right there. I know that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs. It doesn't mean they can't beat them in the playoffs. They came 13 seconds away. They came maybe a drop pass away from Stephon Diggs. It's been right there. They've beaten them in the regular season. I've seen the Chiefs. I've been on the sidelines for the Bills beating the Chiefs. I know they can do it. It just hasn't happened yet. But for Bills fans who've seen that, they'll tell you it doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs. And I understand that. But, hey, you never know. Maybe they don't match up in the playoffs if something happens along the way before they wind up meeting each other.
Mr. Grayson?
Yeah, and I kind of get that. I mean, I saw the stat the other day. It's been 8 games they played against each other, right? Mm-hmm. So in the era where it's been Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, it's been 8 games. 3-1 the Bills are during the regular season. 4-0 the Chiefs are during the playoffs. So I kind of get it along those lines. But the thing is, this game is so important for seeding. I mean, if Buffalo's going to have another playoff game at home against the Chiefs, they've got to win this game. So, again, how do you not look at this game as being absolutely pivotal?
I agree. And I was kind of stunned this week to hear that, kind. And I'm glad to see from you. And maybe it's because you're here and you've got, like, the passion of against the Chiefs versus, you know, being in Buffalo, where people are kind of walking around going, oh, it's just another regular season game. And we know we see them in the playoffs. They're probably going to beat us. But I was stunned because I can't wait for this game. As soon as that game ended on Sunday, I got my voice back yesterday. Like, I'm ready to go for this Buffalo game.
I was a little surprised that they didn't flex this one to Sunday night because it's just such a big game. And I found out earlier this week that CBS, when the schedules came out, they were like, no, we want this one.
This was one of their protected games.
Yes. And they said, there's no way we're moving this game. So clearly they're excited about it. They knew we were going to be here. They knew that the Jets were frauds and the Aaron Rodgers thing wasn't going to happen.
Oh, he's fine. So. We're not allowed to mention him on the show. $20.
Grayson owes us $20.
$20. I didn't even know. All right,
no,
there we go.
No, you didn't know.
But yeah, it's so a lot of the things that they were expecting out of this season haven't materialized. The one thing that has is that the Bills and the Chiefs are the best in the AFC again.
And it's not even close. They are the two best teams out there right now. But I've felt all week that this game is more pivotal for the Chiefs than it is for Buffalo because of the undefeated potential run that they're on. If you run the table, go undefeated, win a three-peat, you are the greatest team in the history of the NFL. There's a lot riding on it for KC.
Yeah, there's pressure there, but I mean, who's dealt with pressure better than Patrick Mahomes?
Right. I mean,
I don't know. That silence right week, there. Yeah, right. Yeah. And both teams are beat up. And both teams are beat up, I think, in the same ways. You know, the Chiefs have been beat up at wide receiver. The Bills have been beat up at wide receiver and tight end. There's still a question about whether Dalton Kincaid's going to be able to go. So, you know, you get to this point in the midpoint of the season and just passed, and everybody's dealing with the same kinds of injuries, you know, being dinged up and all of that. The Harrison Butker thing, I think, is going to be big.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, the question marks all over the place. The Chiefs have been winning games by a little bit, and the Bills for the last couple of weeks have had a couple of blowout victories. But again, that's all part of the storyline. I think when these two teams meet, you throw the records out, you throw out everything, and you just enjoy the game.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be just, I think, down to the wire. But you bring up the kicker, and we really haven't talked about that much since the start of the show today because I don't want to. I think he's the fourth most important player on the Chiefs behind the big three, and then you've got Harrison Butker. Yeah. And he's one of the most important players in the NFL because he's so good at what he does, man. Like, it doesn't matter where he is on the field. You know he's going to kick it through the uprights.
And again, pressure situation, so what?
So what?
Who cares? You know, and Butker just goes out and kicks a 61-yarder and wins the game because of course he does.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just like stupid how good he is, and one of those guys that sometimes you take for granted because he's so good. And now, like, you guys in the playoffs with that Bass guy missing the field goal, or Norwood missing a field goal, like, it's so important to have a reliable kicker. And now for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we got some guy we picked off the Jets practice squad.
Yeah, thanks for bringing Norwood up, by the way. I appreciate
you got
that.
It anytime, man. Yeah.
You can bring up Lynn Elliott or, you know, Thurman Thomas.
I do have to give a shout out to Chris Jones, though, because Chris Jones came to our defense. we were talking in the newsroom the other day about, you know, the rivalries and the friendly rivalries versus the teams you just hate. And with me, it's the Dolphins. Always has been. You know, we play twice a year. We're in the same division. I was 11 years old the first time the Bills beat the Dolphins during my lifetime.
Holy cow. How old are you?
22 games in a row they won against us. 55. Okay. So between 1969 and 1981, they beat us twice a year. Every year. It was awful. Wow. So I can't stand the Dolphins. Jonnu Smith of the Dolphins insulted Buffalo, insulted the Wings. I mean, it just insulted everything about the city. Chris Jones came out this week and said, he's lying. Barbill Wings are just on fire. And I was like, all right, there we go.
But see, there we go, Chris Jones. Did right there is exactly how I perceive this rivalry. Like, it's a huge game, but at the end of the day, Bills fans and Chiefs fans can hang out. They respect each other. They like each other. Not like those, you know, those dopes from Cincinnati who I hate with a passion.
Last time I went to a Chiefs game at Arrowhead, I was with a buddy of mine who was wearing his Mahomes jersey. I was wearing my Allen jersey. We rode to the game together. We went. We had a great time. Everybody was cool. We walked out of the game together, drove home together. It's both teams are tough. Both teams are great. We know who we are, and we're fine with each other.
No doubt about it. I always use the analogy of the, I'm sure you remember this, when you were in the classroom and the principal would come in and watch the teacher give her class.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of lecture. It was more tight. It was more like they are aware somebody's there. The Chiefs and the Bills, when they play, Buffalo 8-2, best record since 1993.
Yep.
The Chiefs win this game, their first time they've ever been 10-0 on their franchise, according to Mitch Holtis, who was on earlier. Do you think Buffalo kind of gets out of body, out of mind when the team of Kansas City comes and plays them or they play them?
Oh,
because I know they've won in the regular season, but again, the playoff games where Stephon Diggs drops a pass, Josh Allen makes an errant throw, or Bass misses a kick. And it's like, are they trying too hard to win because they know they've got to be more than just perfect to win?
Maybe. Yeah, there's a little bit of tightness there. And you look again at the last couple of weeks. So you mentioned the record. And for the first 6 or 7 games of the season, Allen, who had been tapped as the guy who, you know, turns the ball over more than anybody else in the NFL, hadn't thrown an interception. Last 3 weeks, he's thrown interceptions in all 3 games. But those have been the games that they've been winning by 10 and 20 points apiece.
Yeah.
So
get a little bit more at us when you're up big, you know, like,
yeah,
you got to look at like the interception really matter.
Right. Right. And so for those, yeah, they dropped a couple of games early, but he didn't throw an interception in those games either. And they lost the game. So, yeah, what's it going to be like? And I think there's I don't know how much they hang, but I think there's a friendship between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I think they respect each other, and I think they really look forward to playing against each other so that they can show off their best against the best.
I think it's the realest relationship of sports figures that are in the same like mold, like, right? Like, I think quarterbacks, like, I think Brady and Manning were friends, but I don't think they really like kicked it outside. I think Allen and Mahomes, they do so much similarity outside of the field of play. Like, they do the golf tournament in Tahoe.
Right. Yep.
They're friends. They talk. They text. Like, I remember last year when the game ended with the offsides play with Kadarius Toney, Mahomes kind of showed a new side of him that we hadn't seen, of frustration, and kind of just not shoulder shrugged Allen, but kind of was just like, whatever, see you later. And he's like, I felt bad. I texted Josh afterwards. And Allen was like, hey, man, I get it. Like, we had tough ones. Like, I've been there. I've done that. Like, I know the feeling.
During
like,
the playoffs, you know, right. The last game of the season. Sure.
But no, I think this is interesting because I bring this to you. So when I watch this game, I will do my best not to go buy a pack of Parliament Lights because that's what this game does to me. I'm on the edge of my chair. Yeah. I'm watching this game. I don't want to do anything. But I'll have I'll have a lot of suds, right? How does a Buffalo fan watch this game?
With a lot of wings in front of me, absolutely. I've got my places here in town that I've already scoped out, and I know have some of the best. And it's the same kind of thing. I quit smoking many, many years ago, so that's not a thing for me anymore. But
no, I don't do it. I just feel like I need to.
I hear you. But it is. I mean, there's a lot of nerves, and I have to be honest about it. I mean, given where we've been, the 4 Super Bowls, I mean, everything, you know, losing the games in the playoffs to the Chiefs, there is always, with every true Bills fan, an impending sense of doom. We're just waiting. I mean, the 13 seconds game, let's not forget the 16 seconds in Tennessee. Yep. You know, with the Music City Miracle, I was at that game too, and I was at the Wide Right game, and I really need to stay out of the stadium when the Bills
are playing,
honestly,
though. So. I mean, but that's crazy when you think about all the heartbreak that Buffalo has been through from their football team standpoint. Yeah. I don't know that anybody's been through more, quite honestly.
Yeah, I always ask the question, would you rather go to 4 straight Super Bowls and lose them all or never go?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, ask Cleveland Browns fans
or Detroit.
Right?
Like, if you play Detroit in the Super Bowl, if that happens,
I'm going to be heartbroken because I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, right. It's like which team. But you look at what that's done, though, and it's done the same thing in Buffalo as the Chiefs. I mean, in the 50-year drought and all of that stuff here did to Chiefs fans. You drive around here, what do you see during the fall? Chiefs flags down every street.
That's right.
Drive down any street in Buffalo, you're going to see exactly the same thing.
So what's going to happen if Buffalo would win a Super Bowl? Would it just be the most glorious celebration we've ever seen in the United States?
Yeah. I don't even know what that would look like, honestly. I mean, I know the entire city would go absolutely crazy. I mean, we saw what happened at Super Bowl 25, the first one, the wide right game. And they still had a massive parade in downtown Buffalo, and Scott Norwood spoke, and the crowd just went crazy.
They had a parade after a loss.
Oh, yeah. And it was massive. I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people in downtown Buffalo for this thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that, I mean, the city would just shake apart if and when the Bills ever hoist the Lombardi Trophy. Yeah, it's going to be a party that's going to last for until the beginning of next spring is training camp.
I just think there's so many similarities between Kansas City, the city, and Buffalo, the city, you know, blue collar, working class, live and die with the football team. Sports are the fabric of our community. And then you look at the two teams, they came in the AFL at the same time, had a lot of struggles. Now, obviously, the Chiefs have had the successes with the Super Bowls, which Buffalo had, but you had the 90s where you were beating Kansas City all the time. Like, am I wrong to say there's a lot of similarities between these two towns?
It's a brotherhood. I mean, consider even the owners, Lamar Hunt and Ralph Wilson, who were very good friends through that entire thing. Going back to the early days of the AFL. So, yeah, I think we get each other on a number of levels. The cities understand each other. The teams understand each other. I think, it is a brotherhood.
So, Mac agreed to this, that if the Chiefs win, you have to do the mustard ketchup guy. And if the Bills win, Mac's going to be and then Mac's going to do the ketchup mustard guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. So I was going to just bring another table in.
Guy's name?
Have you ever jumped through a table of fire?
I have not. I have not.
Would you?
But I'd say, oh, yeah. If I were there.
You'd go full Grayson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Describe a game day for me there, because that's my bucket list place to go to. I'd like to go before the new stadium gets built, obviously.
Before it gets too cold.
So September. It's Labor Day weekend.
56 degrees, by the way, in Buffalo this weekend for the game.
Well, that's a bit of a change. Yeah, the last time that I was there, it's been a long time since I've seen a game live at what I still call Rich Stadium, Highmark, or whatever it is these days. And the last time I was there, it was a playoff game against the Raiders. It would have been 92,
oh, God,
I guess.
A very long time.
Yeah, I'm saying. And when we got to the game, it was 1 degree above zero, and I had to get about a foot and a half of snow off of my seat to even be able to sit
out. Actually played the game. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Art Schell was coaching the Raiders at that point, and they put a picture of him up on the Jumbotron, and the dude had icicles hanging off his mustache. I was like, we got this one.
That's great.
And we did. Ended up winning the game and going to another Super Bowl. But, going out there and tailgating, I mean, I'm sure, again, it's very similar to what happens at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Everybody's there hours and hours and hours before the game, throwing footballs around, having a great time. And the place just rocks. I mean, you've got to have an open-air stadium. I do not like domes. I don't like playing. Mom always said, don't play football in the house. If you got a roof over your head, you're not supposed to be throwing the ball.
Right.
So I love it outdoors. And so, I think we're going to see just another barn burner of a game. And I'm expecting a lot of scoring out of this.
Really?
One,
you are?
So we do a thing called what's in the script, where we try to guess, and then Monday we play it back. What's in the script for you in this game?
Oh, wow. Just in terms of final score?
How do you think the game's going?
I think the Chiefs, and this is going to sound weird, I think the Chiefs are going to have a big day run on the football. Buffalo's run defense is vulnerable, and we've shown that against good running backs and bad running backs so far this year. So I think Andy Reid is one of the best preparation coaches ever, and I think he's going to focus on that, and I think especially early in the game they're going to come out and attack us with a run. And, like I said, I think this one's going to be a high-scoring game. I would say, I'm not going to say who's going to win this one, but I'm going to say this is going to be a 35-31 final score.
Oh, wow. Okay, you got it. That high score. I think it comes down to the final possession. I think FAU hits Josh Allen in the back, causes him to throw the ball up in the air, and Chris Jones picks it off, and the Chiefs ceiling like a 24-17 type of win.
24-17. All right.
When we do my job, I did involve the text line. Grayson, where do you get your wings in KC?
Oh, wow. There's a couple of places. First of all, I'm a big fan of Johnny's Tavern. Okay. And we got a Johnny's Tavern right at the end of our street, so it's nice. It's convenient. The Social in Shawnee mm-hmm. is another place real close to the house. Love them as well. Yeah, there's a couple of good wing joints around. And, of course, there's a few Bill's bars here mm-hmm. in town, one in the Northland that does great stuff. Al's, yeah.
Yeah,
Al's
is, Robert Al's was telling me about fantastic. That. Said yeah. it's a great environment, good food.
It is.
Do
good
you,
people.
Do you want to be out? In the masses watching this game, or are you going to sit at home, hunkered down, or wow. how do you do that?
Well, yeah, Al's, like we were just talking about, the great thing about that is there's always Chiefs fans during the games, too.
Cool. You know, that's
so
awesome.
It's not
yeah.
just Bills. So, yeah, I haven't made my final decision. Chances are I'll watch this one at home, but if the urge strikes, I may just go out and have a good time at one of the Bills bars.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends on a game like this magnitude. Do you want to be focused in on the game, or do you want to be amongst the people, you know?
If my team's winning 42-10, I'll meet you at the bar.
Yeah.
Grayson, we appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day on your show over there on 98.1.
Yeah, what's coming up on your show on 98.1?
Oh, check this out. So we got a story about a kid who was involved in a car wreck, a single car accident. This is a teenager who was driving because his buddy, who was sitting in the passenger seat, lit his armpit hair on fire. We'll be talking about that one a little bit and some more things just like it. So come on over and have a good time.
Good night. That's one way to put it.
All right.
Oh, man. John Grayson, thank you so much.
Hey,
man.
Mom and Dad, thanks for my education. What are you doing with it? Talking about people light their armpit hair on fire.
That's right, dude. That is the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Golly, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's outstanding.
You ever light your farts on fire?
Who hasn't?
Mac.
Mac, do you know what the
Come
Brady
on.
Bunch is?
Don't do this.
Did you get that Brady Bunch reference that he subtly dropped?
No.
Not gonna lie, I was editing something, so I wouldn't. But I wouldn't have got it had I heard.
Do you know the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
Sing the song.
Okay.
No, I did know the song. It's in What About Bob? I'm trying to remember it.
See, he's seen What About Bob? Okay. So he just made up for everything. No, I think, we've already talked about this. Yeah.
No, have you guys seen Arsenic and Old Lace?
No.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
See, now he's using
if we get pre 19. No, if we get pre 1950, I think I have got you guys beat.
But. What about
The King and I?
Yeah, oh, God, yes. I saw Yul Brynner on Broadway.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. Yeah, no, you'd know that.
Did you ever see Naked Gun?
No.
You got to watch that, too. O.J. Simpson's the star.
Some
he was
going to
go
know
kill
that
the queen.
You know what's crazy is you say some people don't know that Andy Reid was in Philadelphia. Some people don't know that O.J. Simpson at one point wasn't a murderer.
Yeah, it's true.
Like a way movie to go. Star.
Do you know where that's from?
Yeah, Norm MacDonald.
When he died, I think Kling went to the well and played every one of those Norm
You know, the guy that's really lighting their armpits on fire is not a guy named O.J. Simpson. He's just killing people. Weekend update.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I've never seen.
More disrespected, Norm MacDonald, Rodney Dangerfield.
Boy, I went down to Rodney Dangerfield thing yesterday, and he was telling Johnny Carson jokes. Do you know who Johnny Carson is?
God, stop.
Yes. I mean, my God.
I mean, Rodney Dangerfield is such off-color jokes, and I'm dying as he's telling them to Johnny Carson back in, like, the 70s.
Yeah. Thanks to John Grayson there for joining us on the roundtable. Coming up on the other side, we wrap this show up. That's right. It's 9:40. We're almost out of here. We're out of here in, like, 20 minutes. Gotta make money.
Yeah, 20 minutes. That's
good.
The ticket.
But no, come back. We'll talk about our tailgate talk, what we're doing this weekend for food, what you're doing for this weekend for food. 913-586-7965. And if you want, tell me how much I suck. I'll enjoy it on a Friday. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens here. 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, you know what it is. It's the weekend, right? That doesn't mean your car's not going to break down. It also doesn't mean you're not going to get into a car accident or lock your keys in the car. Or maybe it gets so cold overnight, your car just doesn't start. And you don't want to have those problems on a weekday, but you don't want to have them on a weekend either because you're going to be like, who do I call? Well, it's the guys from Jay's South Lanto. That's why I want you to put their number in your phone right now because we all go through car trouble. We all have a breakdown. We all have an accident. We all lock our keys in the car at one point or the other. And the last thing you want to do is panic. So put this number in your phone for Jay's South Lanto. 816-779-4TOW. 816-779-4TOW or at southlandtow.com. And it doesn't matter where you are on the metro, what time of day it is. 5:22 on a Friday for me a few months ago. Boom, flat tire. Ah, what do? I called the guys from Jay's Southland Tow. By 6 o'clock, I was up and running, on the road, and good to go. So put that number in your phone and keep it handy. 816-779-4TOW or at southlandtow.com. Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments. And Tammy from the Westin, it's Jay Southland Tow. There's nothing they can't do, so be in the know and use Jay Southland Tow.
They should be favored. This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost the Bucs. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down, Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Cheetah in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it. Do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots, and Tom Skerritt walks out, and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
40th win on the road. He's got a couple more now underneath his belt there, one Patrick Mahomes. How many road games they played this year?
One
in Atlanta, one in Chargers,
one in San Francisco,
one in Vegas, and one in, that's it. That's so he's played four. So 44 wins under his belt. Could go for his 45th before the age of 30. That's pretty nice.
No, I guess he's at 45 because the next week he beat the Ravens on the road. So he's at 45.
Oh, that's right, 45. 45. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, how about that? 45 wins on the road.
Yep.
On the road again. You know that song?
Oh, my God. We just opened up a jar.
Yikes.
Yeah. Somebody on the text line said, next time, just ask Bob, what was it like watching silent movies with Charlie Chaplin?
I never saw those. I'm not Josh.
He's quick. Quick on his feet. So we had a discussion in our post-production meeting a couple days ago. Are there people out there that will refuse to eat buffalo wings this weekend?
That's stupid if you do. It's such a great food. You know, I told you, I think it's cool when people tailgate and they make the cuisine of the opponent's team. You see that a lot out at Arrowhead. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, when we played Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, where the Chiefs played the Philadelphia Eagles, we made Philly cheesesteaks.
Of course,
on the
why
Blackstone.
Because they're good, too.
I just want to address this text real quick from the 970. Why isn't this game flexed? We talked about it with Grayson at the roundtable. Quite simply because this was one of the first games, if not the first game, that CBS was like, this is ours no matter what, 325 Nance Romo.
That's right.
Like,
you could protect games, and CBS chose to protect this one for obvious reasons. And they're bringing their pregame show up there, treating it as a college game day, you know, type of atmosphere, which I think is even cooler. And it's the only game at 3:25 on CBS.
Do you know what your plans are for food on Sunday yet?
I don't know yet. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure there will be some kind of meat involved, I would imagine.
See, I'm kind of in a pickle here. Okay. Not a chocolate covered pickle.
No.
Or an uncircumcised chocolate covered pickle. So we're doing our Friendsgiving this Saturday.
Okay.
Going to be a ton of food left
leftovers. Leftovers, yeah.
Right? So I'm like, because my buddy got the Popeyes deep fried chicken or turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited to try that. More excited to try the smokehouse one, obviously. I'm kind of worried. Like, you know, do I go get wings or do I just say, screw it, sleep in Sunday, enjoy Red Zone, enjoy the KC Current, and then get the cheese going?
Let me ask you this.
And just eat leftover food.
I can answer that question for you, but I need to know something first. Are you to that age where if you eat too much on a Saturday, you don't want to eat on a Sunday or physically can't eat on a Sunday or whatever day the next day is after you've eaten too much the day before?
No, because I have medicine to help with that.
Okay, yeah.
I'll wake up at like 11 and be like, no, I won't wake up at 11. I'll wake up like I hate being this guy because like, well, obviously we get up early during the week.
Yeah.
But like I was talking to this person the other day and she was like, so how's your weekend schedule? And I was like, wide open. She's like, really? She's like, what time do you get up? I'm like, well, I normally sleep in until about 7. And she's like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah, sleep in until about 7. She goes, that's not sleeping in on the weekend. I said, oh, you better believe it is.
Yeah.
When I'm getting up at 4 o'clock every day during the week,
hell yeah, that's three hours. Yeah.
So,
because for me, I'm to that age now, like sometimes, and it used to be like this with drinking. Like if I would drink on a Saturday, sometimes it would take the Tuesday to recover.
Oh, really?
And now I'm getting like, if I overindulge on food, it takes me a couple days now to kind of get it out the system.
I do hate the feeling of being overly full.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like where if you watch a TV commercial and it's food, you're like, turn it off.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've been there.
So that's why I'm asking. Like if you're to that level and if you eat too much on Saturday, then you really don't need much on Sunday, right?
Nah, you just wake up and go to your local pharmacy.
Mac, what about you? What are you doing on Sunday?
No chance, dude. That guy's got metabolism, a gerbil on a wheel.
Yeah, right. I'm good to go, man. Yeah.
You ate two meals at Jasper's last night. This guy two-mealed last night.
Plus calamari, plus a Caesar salad. Guy's an animal.
It's damn good.
He's a growing boy.
He is.
That's true. Smokehouse wings?
Okay.
Honestly?
All right.
I think wings
Cajun
sound
butter, you go in the other flavor, which is...
Sweet zing.
Yeah.
Sweet zing. Or
can
just
you
a regular
have and have?
You can do whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
What was at the tailgate?
We had both at the tailgate.
Both?
We had
okay.
Sweet zing and
it's
the Cajun.
Both.
I think I had the Cajun.
Okay.
Yeah. Gas.
Dusty, you're absolutely going to love the Popeye's turkey. I had one about 6 years ago at a friend's house, and it was hands down by far the best turkey I've ever had in my
so
life.
Good you never got it again.
Well, they sell out fast. Yeah, they sell out quick.
It was so good, yeah, never did it again.
Been 6 years, but by God, that was a good bird.
Some people's families, though, have
no, I get it.
Traditions.
I'm just busting.
Yeah. Where, like, you know, you just, you know, you can't, you know. You don't want to overstep mom's, you know, shadow. Like, I make the turkey. Okay. It
Fine.
Sucks.
My mother right. finally gave up on that. She just calls Josh now at Smokehouse and goes, I need two, please.
Here's my address. It yeah. should still be in your system.
Big turkeys fly in.
I can't wait to try that turkey.
It's going to be so good.
I'm pumped.
It is. That's the best part about Thanksgiving now is the turkey from Smokehouse. Oh, God, it's so good.
You get wings on Thanksgiving?
You get whatever you want on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no
right?
rules, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, everybody likes the traditional stuffing and potatoes and all that kind of stuff. But if you want to have beans and wings, why not? Burnt ends? What the hell? It's Kansas yeah. City, right? Have whatever you want.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Mike.
Jake Paul.
Like, rooting for him?
No, I'm saying who's winning.
Yeah, I like your philosophy, man. Yeah. Like, if Jake Paul loses, the bit's over.
Yeah.
Maybe they want it
maybe
to be.
He's-
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's ready to be over.
Like, I hate the philosophy because it's correct. It doesn't mean but I hate it still. Like, it sucks. But yeah, I think you're right.
How much have we ruined sports for you in the last 6 months?
You know what you don't ruin? Ruin people being nice. Go do something nice for somebody this weekend. Do it today. Do it twice today. Do it all weekend long. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, and enjoy Cody and Drew. Alex is out. It's Cody and Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. That's got a ring to it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. And gun.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.